PT Punkcast is powered by Health IQ, an insurance company that helps health-conscious people like you, you know, runners, cyclists, weightlifters, get lower rates on their life insurance. Go to healthiq.com/PTP for PT Punkcast to support the show and see if you qualify. We're going to have more details about Health IQ and what it can get you in the show. The first round is on Owen's Recovery Science. Owen's Recovery Science is a single source
for PTs,
OTs,
ATCs,
DCs,
and other medical professionals
seeking certification
in personalized blood flow restriction rehabilitation training. Find out more and get certified
at owensrecoveryscience.com. Had a chance to talk with Paul Minkin from AAMPT at 2017 in Salt Lake City. He had just gotten off stage and was telling some great stories. Paul had just walked off stage at AAMPT, and we got him to break down some of the stories that he's told on stage.
The best conversations happen at happy hour.
Come on.
Welcome to ours. This is the PT Pinecast.
Gotta go hard or go home.
Here's your host, physical therapist Jimmy McKay.
All right, the best conversations that happen at happy hour. Welcome to ours at AAMPT in Salt Lake City, talking with Paul Minkin. Paul just got off stage not long ago, and I just want to lead with, you've got a really cute kid.
Thank you very much. I have three cute kids, but 14 and 12-year-old twins now. So, but during the time of that story, he was, that's what he looked like. So.
How old? How old during was he during the time
he
of that story?
He was like 2.5.
So tell the story real briefly, because I think it's a great message for perspective. That kid's, he's on point.
Yeah. So I was a burned out clinician. I'd been practicing for 10 years. I went back, was going through the fellowship program, trying to get my DPT. And I had three young kids, and he was 2.5 at the time. So I put all the kids to bed and went downstairs, was working on a paper, trying to write. And I heard him kind of, you know, running around. Went upstairs. I said, Jacob, it's late. You know, you need to be in bed. So I put him back in bed, went back downstairs, and pretty soon heard him, you know, running around again. Went back upstairs, put him in bed. I did that like three more times. Finally, I was like, totally flustered. So I heard him running around again, and I ran upstairs, and I don't spank my kids, but I was seriously thinking about it. So I said, Jacob, if I have to come back and put you in bed one more time, I think I might have to spank you. And he said, Dada, when you come back to spank me, will you bring me some milk?
Kids work in the system.
And I was like, but that's the power of now, right? Being present. He wasn't worried about a spanking that might happen in 2 minutes. He's thirsty right now. And as adults, we lose that.
Yeah. Why do you think we lose that? Where do we lose it? Where do we fail?
Well, it's all the technology. It's all the things we have going on. You know, when you're a kid, everything's provided for you. But when you have to go out and fight for yourself and earn your own money and pay your own way.
We ruined it, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, kids got it. You talked a little bit about being present. What was that great quote of being in the past, being in the living in the future?
Yeah, Lao Tzu. If you're living in the past, you're depressed. If you're living in the future, you're anxious. If you're living in the present, you're at peace. So.
And you were just talking about being mindful and paying attention to where you are and then how that actually will improve a lot of different things. I mean, you had a list on the screen of all the things that it improves. That's our profession. We want to improve all those things. And you're just saying, hey, if we add this one little twist with this one little wrinkle, we can do that. And that's a great message. How do you put that into practice with patients? How do you actually approach it?
Well, before I start every day, I kind of try to clear my mind so that I can pay attention and
self-care.
Be present.
Good.
Yeah, with patients. And then if I notice from their history or just their presentation that they're having difficulty with being present. We screen every patient for anxiety, depression, that kind of thing. And, you know, give them those simple little strategies. We're not psychologists, but we can certainly give them some strategies to be more present, pay more attention, and it helps.
Yeah. Well, but I think what it does is it's another person saying, hey, do you know this pain that you're feeling, this low back pain you're feeling, it might not necessarily be something mechanically wrong. It might be something else. You told the story of one of your former patients, Abby, who came in and talked to us about that. I thought that was a really impactful story that clinicians can benefit from.
Yeah, so that was back in my manual therapy guru days, you know, and I was in the osteopathic model and looking at pelvic alignment. And so, you know, she came in, said she'd had 2 or 3 weeks of low back pain, was really stressed out. I didn't really do a good history. Went through, did my exam. So she had an anterior rotation on the left side, and her hip flexor on the left was tight, and her hamstring on the right was tight, and transverse abdominis was not engaging, and her multifidus was shut off. So when I finished my exam, I was going through and telling her all these things that were wrong with her. And by the time I got done, she was crying. And I said, "What's wrong?" And she said, "You know, my mom died 2 weeks ago, and now you're telling me I have these 12 things wrong with my body." She said, "All I wanted you to do was to kind of listen to me." Oof. And she said, "You know, I think I want to continue PT, but when I come back, I want to see somebody else." So I was like, wow. So that was a slap in the face, and that's kind of when I turned things around.
That's a situation, though, that you wound up taking, and you're telling that story how many years later means that you've been thinking of that since then.
Mm-hmm.
And then you're able to tell it in a room full of, you know, hundreds of PTs, and they're going to take that forward. Yeah, that's a great learning experience, and tells us another thing. You learn a ton from your patients.
Yeah.
And they're going to teach you a lesson every day.
I mean, you interviewed Peter O'Sullivan, right?
Yeah.
His first question to his patients is, "Tell me your story." And then he shuts up and he lets them talk. And you will learn so much about what you need to know to help that patient. Again, he talks about, we're not treating patients, it's a journey, right? We're hand in hand trying to help them get better. And you will learn so much by just opening up and listening.
Yeah.
And not judging. That pay attention on purpose without judgment.
That's mindful.
The mindfulness,
right.
Yeah, is so key.
Yeah, I think now if you were to approach a patient similar to Abby now, you'd say, you know, that model, tell me your story. I think one of the first couple things she would have said was, well, you know, if you had been quiet long enough, my mom passed away 2 weeks ago, and my pain started 2 weeks ago, and we would have said, light bulb moment.
Right.
She had the answer, but we weren't quiet enough to hear it.
Exactly.
That's great. What are some other things that you're passionate about? You were talking a little bit about them.
Passionate about manual therapy. I'm passionate about the language. You know, we've published a few things on trying to be better at describing what we do, especially in research, because you read a research paper, RCT, on lumbar manipulation, and you look at the methods, and what did they do? A lumbar manipulation. Well, what the hell does that mean?
Yeah.
Yeah. So I don't know that one, right?
Yeah.
So, or the $1 million roll, or the Texas twist, or the prone screw, or whatever we call it. So...
Are those all real things you read? You're kidding me.
Yeah.
Oh man.
The prone screw is a Maitland technique that I learned in the early 90s, and that's what it's called. It's a prone thoracic posterior to anterior high velocity thrust, but it's called the prone screw because you kind of twist your hands when you do it. So,
but there's some jargon coming in.
Yeah.
And then there's some things that now I'm going to be a little anxious because I don't really know what that is.
Right.
You know, I'm not really familiar with that.
It's a good thing that you don't know that. Yeah. But just being more descriptive and describing what we do, and especially in your daily notes. So if you came to treat one of my patients, hopefully I would describe what I did with the patient enough that you could replicate it, even if you didn't specifically know that intervention.
Speaking the same language.
Yeah,
and not,
exactly.
And not over complicating it with some jargon.
Right. We have, you know, good anatomical terms that we can describe things. Anterior, posterior, superior, lateral. You know, those kind of things. The glenoid, humerus.
Those aren't sexy, though.
Yeah.
Those are not sexy, Paul.
Yeah,
we want to make it. I want the Texas screw or whatever that is.
Yeah. The prone screw and the Texas twist.
Oh, sorry. The Texas twist. I've already lost.
And the bulldog.
And the bulldog. We'll learn about that one later.
Yeah, yeah.
Why do you come to something like this? I'm asking everybody here that's been to AMP before. Why do you come to something like this? What do you get out of it?
Because these are all like-minded people. I mean, I hate going to CSM now because it's too big.
Yeah.
I mean, 12,000 people or whatever. If you want to go to a session, you have to get there 30 minutes early and stand in line so you get a seat. Otherwise, they keep you out. The topics are, you know, not as focused. I mean, this is what I do. So I come to this conference because everybody here is doing what I'm doing.
Yeah,
so.
That's cool. Excellent. And then you get to do this, which is talk outside of the room and kind of rub elbows and learn things like the bulldog, which I got to go Google right now.
Yeah, I can teach you that later.
Excellent. All right. So every episode we record is a pint, and we're done with pints. We do shots.
This is the Parting Shot.
Powered by Optum.
Optum Manual Therapy offers a certification in orthopedic manual therapy and a manual therapy fellowship program.
Now with locations in Dallas,
San Antonio,
Houston,
Scottsdale,
and St. Louis.
If you want to be a certified orthopedic manual therapist or complete a fellowship in manual therapy,
visit them at optumfellowship.com.
What's something you want to leave with the audience to take forward on Monday morning and really put into practice with your patients?
Be here now.
Drop the mic. Walk off stage. Paul, appreciate your time here at AMP. Thanks very much.
Thank you.
The show is brought to you by Arius Medical Staffing. Quite simply, I could talk on and on about Arius, and I do on the show, because they've supported us from the start. But what Arius does is they find you a job wherever you want to go. They've got placements, jobs for PTs in all 50 states. That's how many there are, right? 50? Right. 50 states in all settings. So where do you want to go? Check out where their jobs are. Talk to a recruiter. And again, want to make sure you know, this doesn't cost you, the PT, anything, all right? You just get to go do the thing you want to do. treat patients where you want to do it, and get paid for it. Aureus is just the person to make that happen. AureusMedical.com. That is where you can find them. Talk to a recruiter there. Paid travel and housing. Benefits go with it. Again, positions in all 50 states. A variety of settings. Go here, try this. Don't like the area? Go somewhere else. Short and long-term assignments. Even Con Ed money. You can travel from position to position or take some time off in between. Listen, you put a lot of work into becoming a physical therapist. Do it on your terms now. Travel the country getting paid to be a PT. AureusMedical.com. All right, so I mentioned this at the top of the show. PT Puntcast is now powered by Health IQ. They're an insurance company that helps health-conscious people like you, PTs, runners, cyclists, weightlifters, swimmers, anything where you move a lot, essentially the thing that we try to get everybody that we work with to do, lower rates on their life insurance. Science. Health IQ can save their customers up to 33% because we know physically active people have a 56% lower risk of heart disease, 20% lower risk of cancer, 58% lower risk of diabetes compared to people who are inactive. And that's science right there. That's from the Canadian Medical Association Journal, a paper from Warburton et al. In 2006. Look it up. It's science, people. Now, Health IQ uses science and data to now take that information and get you a lower rate on life insurance. See if you qualify and get your free quote today at healthiq.com/PTP or mention the promo code PTP. That's for PT Pinecast. When you talk to a Health IQ agent, again, healthiq.com/PTP.
The PT Pinecast is a product of PT Pinecast, LLC.
It is hosted and produced by PT Pinecast CEO, Jimmy McKay, and CBO, Sky Donovan from Marymount University.
We talk PT, drink beer, and record it.
This has been another pour from the PT Pinecast.
The PT Pinecast is intended for educational purposes only. No clinical decision-making should be based solely on one source. While care is taken to ensure accuracy, factual errors can be present. Our lawyers made us read that.